Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I want to talk to you about a little thing that I think will help you as you move forward and as you step into your power and really become the divine creator you were meant to be. If you are new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to the next level, please consider my services at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at the massive result package. Also, as of recording this, I have a new program coming if you are an empath. Keep an eye on my website because I am launching a program just for you. Okay, let's talk about, and if you are an empath, I would suggest signing up on my newsletter so that you can get notification when the program launches. You'll also get 2 intuitive messages a week. Now, let's talk about this topic. So in my joy program this week, I heard something that I think is beneficial to everyone to hear. And I saw it today. I was rolling over some funds from a 401k from an employer to a traditional IRA. And I started this transaction at the end of December, and only now is it wrapping up between, you know, getting the check, and then the check got lost in the mail and they had to reissue it. And then I was like, it came today and I was like, we're going to the branch because that's what they had told me. Go to the branch. You can deposit it there for my bank. And so I get there and I stand in line and I'm getting ready to put this, you know, I'm so excited because I'm like, this is on my to-do list. I want it done, right? Because this is my divine orderliness, putting things in order. The last program I talked to you about that. And that was one that I wanted all this in a traditional IRA. And so I stood there and I get in line and the first thing the checker, you know, the teller says to me is like, I don't know what to do with this. And I was like, I don't know. That's an answer I would expect given that this is a financial institution and this is a financial matter. And so she directs me to the VP of investments in the branch. And so I sit at, you know, his desk, and I'm a little, I'm not annoyed yet, but I'm definitely like, hey, I wanted this to be an easy, fluid process. I thought all I had to do was show up and hand them this check, and they put it in my open account. And so then I sit with him, and the first thing he tells me is, I don't know. I don't know where the form is for you to make this transaction. I'm like, well, what's the big deal? So then he calls his, I was like, well, don't you call somebody. So he calls somebody and they're telling him, I don't know. I don't know where the form is. The system's been updated. I don't know. And I was like, oh, okay, that is unacceptable at this point. Somebody in this institution that I'm giving this amount of money to needs to know, right? And so in that moment, I felt a little defeated because I thought, you know, when I started this, rolling this over, I'd been sitting with my previous employer's investment firm. And I hadn't been keeping track of it really from time to time, maybe once a year I'd look at it, but really not intently. And so when I first started all of this, I thought, okay, this is going to be so easy. I'm going to roll this over. It's not like I'm, you know, it's not like I'm cashing it out and it's this lengthy process or anything. No, I'm just rolling it from one institution to another. And then every roadblock you could imagine I hit was like, okay, you haven't updated your address because it's been a while. I just moved. So that's a 14-day wait for this, you know, this type of transaction. And then it gets lost in the mail. And it was just like one thing after another, right? So at this point, I'm sitting in the branch holding the check in my hand and I'm like, I am not leaving here until this is done. And I felt it so much peace around it. And what I realized in that moment was I was unwilling to accept an I don't know. And that was the what was coming up in the Joy program. A couple of people on the call were saying, you know, I don't know. And I'm like, hey, there, I don't know, erase that from your consciousness. And I did a little ritual, my little witchery ritual around clearing out the energy of I don't know. And I told them, you know, clear out the energy of I don't know. So here I am in this situation. And, you know, now this man is telling me, I don't know. And I felt like I could, I was like, he's like, well, you could do it this way. I'm like, no, I know the male is not doing well right now. I'm not doing it that way. I was told I could bring it to a branch. Here I am. Put it in the account. And so I was like, okay, let me call. Because I wasn't going to accept, I don't know. So I call and they're like, well, the first woman I talked to, she's like, well, this isn't your responsibility. It's the branch's responsibility and they need to know what's going on and there's nothing I can do. And I said, I was like, again, that was in my world, that's another I don't know. And I'm like, no, I'm not accepting that. Put me on. And mind you, I'm in the bank making this call to my bank. And so they call, I'm like, no, get me a supervisor. Cause she was just going to disconnect with me. She was just going to be like, peace. Right. And I saw that a lot. I saw that, you know, the teller had this kind of, I don't know, deflated, pass the buck. When I went to sit with the VP of investments, he had this, I don't know, deflated, pass the buck. And so here I am on this call. I don't know. Pass the buck, because that is what we do. Anytime we utter, I don't know, we are essentially passing the buck to some unknown entity that doesn't exist, right? So we don't have to deal with the things in our life, right? And this is such a truth about manifestation. You don't get the luxury of I don't know when you're in the middle of a manifestation. And so I said, get me a supervisor. So I get this supervisor and I did pray a little bit and I was like this, you know, I did some affirmations around it as I'm waiting and I'm waiting and waiting. And so we get this supervisor. She's like, okay. And she takes care of it. She sends them the form. They do all their little chatter and the back end stuff they have to do. And the form was like, I kid you not, you guys, it was literally like two lines, like my name and the amount. It was like nothing. My account number wasn't, and that was the whole issue then. So then he says to me, he's like, okay, now you got to go get back in this line and give it to the teller with this form. And I was like, oh, hell no. I've been here long enough. There has to be something. And so he's like, okay, you know, I'll get you in first. So I get there, I hand her the thing. I'm feeling good at this point. I'm like, oh my God, we're done. And the same checker looks at me and she's like, I don't know what to do with this. I was like, really, Spirit? I'm just trying to get my finances in order, really? But at that point, I was like, no, I'm not accepting this. I don't know. She's like, okay, let me get my manager. Right. Because I said that to her. I'm like, I am not accepting that. I don't know. There has to be a way. And so at this point, the guy who had just filled out these two lines of a form that I had to do all the work to get, he kind of disappeared. And so the manager comes over and he's like, no one's explaining anything either at this point. And I said to him, I'm like, hey, I've been here a long time. I was told when I opened this account, I called everybody that I could call, and they said, just once you receive the funds, bring it into the branch. That is what I've done. I'm not leaving here until this is complete. Though, I want you to be perfectly clear that I've been here a very long time. And so he's like, he doesn't really say much to me. You know, nobody really says much, and I know they're working on it. And so I stand there peacefully and let them, you know, do what they do and type and talk to people. And then somebody gets a right answer. And next thing I know, they're handing me a slip, a receipt saying it was deposited. And I was like, yes, yes, this is my next podcast. I'm going to talk to people about this, is that when you set out to do something, yeah, you don't know how to do it. So just give up trying to say, I don't know, because yeah, nobody does. You figure it out. That is the majesty of God. Because I was asking God about it as I was walking home, and I was like, what was up with this? And like God's like, that's how I show you that I exist, is in the I don't know. But the minute humans hit an I don't know, we bounce. How many times have I done it? Gazillions of times. You get a brilliant piece of intuitive information that can transform your life, help you get the man, start the business, get the promotion. And you look at spirit energetically and you're like, I don't know. You just do it. You put one foot in front of the other and you figure it out. So that's what I would like you to do in your consciousness. I want you to replace I don't know with me and God are going to figure it out, and I'm not going to quit until my manifestation is in physical form. Me and God are going to figure it out, and I am not going to quit until my manifestation is in physical form. Or if that's too firm for you, say, I don't have to know the answers, but God does, and the God in me does, and I'm going to walk this out. I'm going to walk it out. I'm going to peer in every box. I'm going to be fully present for the experience. I refuse to check out. I refuse to abandon myself in this situation. I know that this is possible for me. I know this is possible for me. And let go fully and completely of the thought, of the perspective, of the response, of the answer of I don't know. Because friends, hear my voice very clearly. None of us know all the steps it's going to take for us to get to the next level. Whatever it is, that big vision, dream, and it was a dream to say, hey, I want to start contributing to these funds, and I can't start contributing to them if they're not in the count, right? And so, yeah, make it your calling to say, to be an I don't know buster, right? And if somebody in your life is like, I don't know, you say, girl, you do. The God in you does know, right? And if that's too firm, just be like, you can figure it out. Just trust and have faith that you can figure it out. And talk to yourself like that. Be kind to yourself. You know, I was kind to all of these people, but I was definitely not going to accept their I don't know. I think sometimes us energetically sensitive people, we think being kind and being nice means we just let people do whatever the fuck they want. Or we see them in deer and headlights and we feel maybe compassion and maybe a little pity for them. And we'll take the L for them so they don't have to feel bad. Take the L meaning take the loss. No, I wasn't going to take the loss for the situation. This was going to get done today. I was not going to accept an I don't know, respectfully, right? And then you know what the branch manager said to me before? He's like, we didn't know how to do this, so thank you. The next time we're going to know how. And this, so thank you, right? You bless other people's lives when you don't give up. You bless other people's lives when you decide you're going to get to the other side of a situation where maybe you don't have all the details and the answers and you have no idea how it's going to unfold. That is how God shows you that he, she, they exist. There is never a reason for an I don't know. Just be willing to figure it out. Just be willing to figure it out. And God is going to be with you every step of the way. But here's the thing. When you are in the energetic space of I don't know, because I saw all these people, all of them were just defeated. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Everybody had an excuse. The system changed. I'd never done this before. When you are in that space, you can't hear God. So just bypass I don't know altogether and just be like, I am willing to figure it out. Now, in saying this, isn't an opportunity to be like, oh, I know everything. And I know it's not, this isn't a place for your arrogance to live. This is a place for your beginner's mind, your curiosity, your resilience, your strength, your courage, your focus, your dedication gets to thrive and live in the space that would be occupied by your I don't know. So just give it up completely. What I had them do in the group was write, I don't know, on a piece of paper, put a circle around it, then put X's. For my highest and greatest good, I release, put big X's across. So it's like a circle with an X in it. And I don't know is behind it. And say, for my highest and greatest good, I release the energy of I don't know. And I am willing to work with God, to work with spirit, to work with the spirit world, to work with my guides to figure it out. Because that is my divinity moment. That is when God shows me, yes, we do in fact exist. All right, that was my show. I love you guys. If you are an empath, please be on the lookout over the next couple of days. I'm launching a program. Sign up on my newsletter. You'll get the first alert on that, and you'll get an intuitive message on Saturday. Until next time, thank you so much for listening to this program. Consider the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package that will help you bypass every I don't know. And until next time, take care of yourself.